joined on the phone right now by Amanda Keels. Amanda, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Amanda. So let's talk about your brand new song. I mean, just right off the press, I believe, just about a week old, I think, or around that. I know the music video came out here very recently as well. But tell us a little bit about your brand new one, My Heart Feels the Same Way Too. It's a great song. What's the story behind this one, and how did this one come to be written?
Yeah, so this one was one that I wrote and I entered into the Canadian Open Country Songwriting Contest. And I was fortunate enough, my first single that went out the end of January was the first one that I entered, and this one was the second one. And I was just fortunate enough that I won it twice for these songs.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
So what happened was I had this song on an acoustic demo version, and I flew out to Calgary MCC Studios. I gave it to Johnny Kasparek, who was the producer on this song. And I'm telling you, he turned this song into one powerhouse ballad. And it's really a story of a husband and wife who is struggling to express how they're feeling. He's trying to come across what he's struggling with, and mm-hmm. she's trying to understand it. And really, they're actually feeling the same way. And I got the idea from really a couple that I knew that was going through this. You know, they say that communication is one of the biggest reasons for a relationship to struggle. And I'm sitting there watching this couple struggling with this. And that's how I kind of came up with this song.
That's cool. That's awesome. So basically the title and idea was through experiences that you saw in other people, which is really cool. And I know, just talking to songwriters sometimes, that they have kind of like an archive folder with all kinds of song ideas. I'm curious about the songwriting. Do you have, or maybe it's just, whether it be an actual folder, because that's a little old school, but maybe you have something in your phone, kind of a folder of song ideas. Is that similar to you? Do you have something like that?
Yeah, so my ideas, like you hit it right on the spot. My ideas kind of come from things that I've either gone through or I see other people going through, I read about, I hear about.
Yeah.
And some of the songs, like, they don't all come at once, right? They're just ideas, and I jot things down, and then I go back to it if I come up with a fifth line, a sixth line.
For sure. Yeah.
And I think most songwriters are like that. And then there's other times, Matt, things just flow, right? You sit down and these ideas just keep on rolling. So I do. I got quite a collection of songs, and I often say I started writing poems and songs
awesome.
Around 13, 14, I'd say. And I always say that you'll never, those songs will never see the light of day. When I think back to the songs, I think, oh my gosh.
Never say never, Amanda. Never say never. Like, wasn't it like Taylor Swift when she released her she had like an art, like a From the Vault songs that were like never be heard. When she was like 12 and 13, she wrote these songs, and now all of a sudden they're being listened to by everybody. So you never know, Amanda. You never know.
I guess that's true, right? That's right. But it's funny how things evolve, though. Like, the more I wrote, and, you know, I had some people kind of inspired me as I was growing. I often listen to, like, Jan Arden. She's a great Canadian songwriter.
For sure.
And I often listen to her songs, and that really made me start digging really deeper into getting the emotional side of my songs. So when you do hear my songs, you hear a lot of emotional things through them. But a lot of times when we get in the studio, you know, we really ramp up the tempo, and they end up being these really upbeat, fun songs.
Awesome. I love it. I love hearing the songwriting process and how that all comes together. Again, joined right now by Amanda Keels. Amanda, what's kind of this year looking like for you in 2023? I assume continuing to songwrite. Are you hoping to be busy playing some live shows here this year? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Well, I just finished in the studio this week back in Calgary, MCC Studios. Love recording there. So I got three more songs that they'll be released a little bit later this year. I think you guys are really going to like them. Mm-hmm. And then I do have some live dates coming up in the Toronto area. But my whole idea this year, I'm an emerging artist. So just getting out there, doing some live shows, doing some radio station visits, right? Sure. Just kind of getting into getting out and about and starting to meet people in person.
Love it. That's awesome. And if people do want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be new releases or shows or anything like that, is there a website people can visit, social media platforms you post to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
You can follow on my website, AmandaKeels.com. That's where my shows will be posted. And through Facebook, Amanda Keels Music. You can check out my new video on YouTube and Vevo. And, of course, Instagram. I always love to hear from everybody.
Awesome. Yes, again, the music video just recently released. We'll be posting that as well on our Facebook pages and websites as well, so people can check that out. Amanda, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. We wish you all the best going forward, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it.